Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
It's Sybil Wilkes with What You Need to Know. Today is Thursday, April 11th, 2024. Number one, the assistant principal at a Virginia elementary school where a six-year-old shot his teacher is facing 8 counts of felony child abuse and disregard for life. That's according to an indictment unsealed Thursday. African-American administrator Dr. Ebony Parker worked at Richneck Elementary School in Newport News in January 2023 when Abigail Zwerner was shot. Zwerner sued Dr. Parker last April, claiming she was warned several times that the boy was acting violently. She was also allegedly told the student had a gun and did nothing, according to the suit. Zwerner was hospitalized for 2 weeks after the shooting and Parker resigned. Number two. Vice President Kamala Harris will visit Tucson, Arizona to discuss abortion rights after a court upheld a near total abortion ban. The law lacks exceptions to rape or incest, sparking criticism from abortion rights advocates. The vice president's visit aims to highlight the need for reproductive freedoms amid increasing state-level restrictions. Number three, Maya Feller, a registered dietitian, is making wellness inclusive and accessible for all. Feller first learned how important personalized nutrition was while training for a marathon. Learn how she found the passion, what inclusive nutrition meant, and 3 wellness tips that you can start using. It's in today's newsletter. Number four, brought to you by Black Voters Matter. As we continue our look into the elections this fall, social justice contributor Coy Malone writes about states across the South passing new restrictions on how votes are cast. Civil rights activists say it will reduce turnout among Black voters. Texas, Mississippi, and Alabama have all passed laws restricting absentee ballot collection, arguing it reduces voter fraud. Number five. During Autism Awareness Month, it's important to recognize autism as a neurodevelopmental disorder, not a mental illness. Misdiagnosis can prevent individuals from receiving necessary support. Studies reveal delays in diagnosing Black children with autism, highlighting disparities in healthcare access. Here's your daily inspiration from Yogi's Jewels. There are simple ways to experience personal respite care breaks. Try going for a walk, listening to music, or simply doing nothing. Join me today live on YouTube and Facebook at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central with our mental health and wellness contributor, Aprilette Russell, as we discuss today's top headlines and more. I'm Sybil Wilkes. Be informed, be empowered.